When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 26, One Step Closer by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, happy Monday. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik, and today we have another post from Nia Shanks. Before I get to that, I know some of you are probably wondering what's going on with my father-in-law. For those of you that don't know, it's been about 3 weeks to a month now. My father-in-law had a series of strokes and he was in pretty bad shape, but each day he's been getting better and better. So thank you again for your well wishes. He's actually getting up on his own and he's ready to jump back into the kitchen and start cooking dinners for us again. So that's a really great sign. So again, thank you for your well wishes and we hope he continues his progress. All right, there's just one more thing before we get into the post. We're giving away a book by The Minimalists in less than 2 weeks. So if you want to be a part of that drawing every month and also get some free stuff from us, come by oldpodcast.com and join the mailing list. It's easy, it's totally free, and it's a great way to show your support for the show. For a faster way to join, you can text the word Batman, yes, that superhero who made an appearance in that Suicide Squad movie, to the number 44222. So again, text the word Batman to the number 44222. And that's it for now. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. One Step Closer by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. She sat silently in the locker room with her elbows resting on her knees. The fragrance of lavender soap filled her nostrils as she took a deep breath and sighed. It had been one hell of a day at work. She had to show up an hour early and stay an hour late. Instead of a 30-minute lunch break, she only got 10. Where am I going to get the energy in the next 5 minutes to squat, she wondered as she mustered up the strength to get off the bench. On her way to the back of the gym, she passed by the dozens of people plodding along on the treadmills and elliptical machines. Almost every single piece of cardio equipment was occupied. She passed by the circuit machines and arrived at the sole power rack in the gym, tucked away in the back corner. Even though there were dozens of people on the cardio equipment, and a few bouncing from machine to machine, she was alone back here. It was just her and the barbell. After going through her normal mobility and glute activation routine, we talked about glute activation in a previous podcast, she began her warm-up, squatting just the bar at first. She still felt tired, so she squatted the bar for a couple more sets to get her blood flowing and to get her mind focused on the task at hand. Finally, she was starting to feel alive again. Her form was perfect. Her reps were smooth. Now I'm feeling better, she uttered as she ducked out from underneath the bar. She threw more weight on the bar and progressed with her warm-ups. She knew what she had to do today. She had to squat 155 pounds for 6 reps. Last week, she had squatted 155 for 5 reps, and she needed to do better than the last time. she completed her final warm-up set and loaded the bar to 155 pounds. As she stood silently in the power rack, she closed her eyes and visualized the upcoming set. One rep at a time, she thought. She envisioned squeezing her upper back, pushing her chest out, filling her belly with air, squatting down and pushing her knees out, and then driving back up once she hit the proper depth. One rep. Two reps. Three reps. She performed all six reps in her mind, and each one was perfect. Opening her eyes, she fixed her gaze on the loaded bar. Grabbing the iron, she proceeded to duck underneath it, squeeze her shoulder blades back and down, squat the bar out of the rack, take a step back, get her feet in position, take a belly full of air, and squat. She focused on one rep at a time, making sure each one was perfect, rep after rep, until she had reached her goal of six. After the final rep, she racked the bar, stepped back, and recorded the accomplishment in her training journal. She was feeling amazing now. Even though she had a long, rough day at work, she still managed to set a personal record. She was ready to tackle the rest of her training session. She proceeded to do lunges, glute bridges, and hanging leg raises. After her final set, she headed back to the locker room to get her things, beaming with confidence and pride from what she had just done in the weight room. As she made her way out of the gym, pondering on what she had just accomplished, a lady tapped her on the shoulder. "Excuse me, but I just wanted to ask what you do for your legs and butt. They look so amazing." Our beautiful bat smiled as she thought about the workout she had just completed and responded, "For the most part, I squat and deadlift, but I also do reverse lunges and weighted glute bridges, among a couple of other things." "Oh," the lady replied. "Well, what about cardio? I usually come in 3 times per week and spend 45 minutes on the elliptical. I haven't really noticed any changes, so I'm going to do it for 60 minutes from now on." The badass replied, "Well, I don't do any cardio other than maybe a few brisk walks each week, and sometimes I'll run hill sprints. I put the majority of my focus and energy on lifting weights." The lady replied, "You don't do a lot of cardio? Then how do you lose weight? Aren't you worried about getting big and bulky with all of that weightlifting?" The badass replied, "No. I've been doing it for years, and apparently, you like what it does too, since you asked me why my butt and legs look so great." The lady then said, "Well, I heard that squats are bad for your knees, and I've done them before, but they're just too hard. So thanks anyways. Have a good day." The badass replied, "Yeah, you too. Good luck." The beautiful badass made her way to the car as she watched the cardio queen mount an elliptical machine and open a magazine. You just listened to the post titled "One Step Closer" by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, obviously, this post was from a woman's perspective, but it's something we can all relate to. Now, I didn't even want to try and do voices for this one. Those of you who had heard my Barry White impression are probably thinking, "No, no, no, please, please, please don't do another voice." And you'd be right, so I spared you from that. But we've all had those days where we don't want to go to the gym. We don't want to do that 5, 10 minute, 30 minute run or walk, but we just have to force ourselves to do it. And guess what happens? When we do it, we feel so much better. One of the trickiest things when I work with patients is to get them to do these behaviors, is to just start. I know they'll enjoy it once they do it, but it's getting them to actually put their shoes on, step outside, and go for that walk or run. That's the trickiest part. So one trick I've learned, and this works almost without fail. If you're ever working with someone or if you're trying to convince yourself to just get out there and do your workout, challenge yourself or your clients or patients to just put on their shoes. Say, I'm just going to put on my running shoes today. I'm not going to go for a walk or a run. I'm just going to put the shoes on. Challenge yourself, challenge them to do that. Guess what's going to happen? Well, I have my shoes on. I might as well use them. And sure enough, the behavior follows. So that's why I really like this post by Nia Shanks. If we even take small steps towards that behavior that we want to accomplish, chances are we'll probably meet or even surpass our goals. We'll surprise ourselves. All right. And like I mentioned at the top of the show, you can be entered to win a book, Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life by the Minimalists, every single month if you're part of our free weekly newsletter. You can join really quickly and easily by texting the word BATMAN to 44222, or again, visit our website, oldpodcast.com. All right, you survived another Monday. Have a great start to your week. Tomorrow, I'll be reading two short posts from Leo of Zen Habits, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.